Dude, is that Chelsea Hartley with your dad?
My best friend Alvin was scrolling through social media and he showed me a photo of my dad with Chelsea. No way, what would he be doing with her? He's a security guard at a museum, for God's sake. She's like the most awesome girl in the universe. Not to mention, she's super rich. Just then, my dad walked into our kitchen. He told us that he met Chelsea at the history museum he worked at. What would she be doing in an old, creepy museum?
Careful, that old and creepy museum feeds your scrawny behind. Miss Hartley was there for a private tour. She'll also be attending the exhibition this weekend. There will be all kinds of cool artifacts on display. A few are even for sale.
I zoned out at the mention of artifacts. After Dad left the kitchen, Alvin and I kept looking at photos of Chelsea. I idolized her. She was only a few years older than me and was already a billionaire. I'd kill to meet her.
You totally could. Just ask your dad to get you into the exhibition.
My dad's answer was a flat-out no. But Dad, I need to meet her.
If it's an autograph you want, I might be able to get it for you.
You don't understand. She could help Marie. I'll go in and show her Marie's medical appeal. She can put it in her social media. Dad, she could even help pay for the surgeries. Please, Dad. His answer was still no, but I wasn't going to listen to him. This time, I was going to take matters into my own hands. I had no idea how literal that was about to get. Hi, my name is Dustin. This is the story of how I planned to ask a billionaire to help my sister get a life-saving surgery. I know you're wondering what that has to do with me having the biggest hands in the world. Watch and find out. A few days after my conversation with Alvin and my dad, I came home to find my mom crying. She said that my little sister Marie was getting worse. Marie had been sick all her life. Sometimes I felt guilty for being the healthy one.
What if we could sneak into the museum?
Alvin and I were hanging out in my room. How would we do that?
Your dad has an access card, right?
Day before the exhibition, I stole my dad's museum access card. Alvin and I waited till nighttime, then we snuck into the museum. Our plan was to stay hidden till morning, then attend the exhibition and look for Chelsea.
This place is creepy. Hey, check this out.
Alvin was standing in front of an open glass display. I told you not to touch anything. Why did you open it?
Jeez, calm down. It was like that. I haven't touched anything, I swear.
That was strange. I looked inside the display and there was nothing interesting, except for a pair of tattered leather gloves. They were old and wrinkly. Ew, I bet they stink. Alvin laughed. He picked up the gloves and threw them at me. What did you do that for? We're already in trouble for being in here.
You're such a chicken. Come on, put them on. I'll take a pic and you can show it to Marie. You know how she likes this stuff. It'll cheer her up.
To make Marie feel a little better, I put the gloves onto my hands. They were rough and dusty. After a few tugs, I had both gloves on. Alvin was laughing as he took photos of my hands and then said it was his turn to put them on. All right, and who are you planning to impress with them?
Marie, of course.
Alvin wiggled his eyebrows. Dude, that's my sister. Gross. I pulled the gloves, but they didn't come off. I pulled again and again, but they didn't budge. I asked Alvin to pull them, but still, no luck. My hands were starting to itch, and I felt like my skin was on fire. My palms were sweaty. I felt like the gloves were eating my hands. Alvin, get them off! We tried for about an hour, but the gloves never came off. The longer we stayed in the creepy room, the more I panicked, so we ran out of there. The next morning, I was woken up by Alvin screaming.
Dustin, oh my God, look at your hands!
I looked at them and fell out of bed. My hands were the size of shovels. This couldn't be happening. Was this some kind of disease? Then I remembered the gloves. I looked at my hands again and noticed something even weirder. The gloves were no longer old and wrinkly. They looked brand new. To say I was freaking out was an understatement. Dad!
Shh, what are you doing? Your dad is going to be so pissed at you. Have you forgotten what we did last night?
Alvin had a point. There was no way I was telling my dad that I stole his access card. So what now? What do I do?
First, you're going to go back to bed and pretend you're sick. I'll come over after school and we'll figure this out. Does anything hurt?
No, but how am I going to eat? I'm starving. As Alvin fed me my breakfast, I thought about my sister. There was no way I was getting near Chelsea now. I felt like I'd let my sister down. After school, Alvin came straight to my house. He was buzzing with all the stuff he'd read online about mysterious gloves with mystic powers.
Dude, it says you can lift a house with those things. A freaking house!
That's impossible, Al. Did you find out how to get them off? We need to return them to the museum before Dad finds out.
You're kidding, right? Aren't you curious? I know you're freaking out, but where's your sense of adventure?
A few minutes later, we were out walking in the neighborhood looking to put my magic hands to work. It was dark, and my hands weren't exactly easy to walk with.
Look, it's an abandoned car yard. Come on, I have an idea.
Alvin wasn't known for bright ideas, and this was no exception.
All right, Dustin, I want you to lift that car.
He was pointing to a rusty pickup truck. You've watched too many movies. There's no way I'm lifting that. Come on, let's go home. I need to talk to my parents.
Just humor me. I promise we'll go tell your dad everything.
Alvin filmed as I put my hands on the trunk and tried to lift. The truck went flying across the yard. I fell backwards and landed on my butt. Alvin dropped his phone. He looked like he'd seen a ghost.
You...
Is that enough adventure for you? When we got home, Dad told me that he'd been fired because of the missing gloves. Guilt overcame me, so I told them everything. Mom was afraid. She thought I was sick too, just like Marie. Dad was angry at first, but then his curiosity won.
Are you sure these are the same gloves from the museum? Because I've seen those and they look nothing like these.
After a few minutes of answering my dad's questions, I was ready for bed. Over the next few days, I trained myself to use my big hands. I learned how to feed myself, use the bathroom, and even use my phone. I'd sneak out at night and go into the woods with Alvin. I uprooted trees, dug holes deep enough to bury a house. You know, just your normal teenage mischief. I was having fun. One night, Dad knocked on my bedroom door.
Dustin, hey, you got a minute?
Sure, Dad.
So, I've been thinking. What if there was a way you could make money using your hands?
You mean like sell them? Wouldn't they have to chop my hands off?
What? No. Come for a drive with me. I need to introduce you to someone.
He took me to a dark abandoned warehouse. Dad, what? Suddenly, I saw headlights, then heard the sound of a car starting. Then, the car headed straight for us at full speed. Dad, look out! But my dad was not standing next to me. I was alone and a few seconds away from being flattened by a semi-truck. I put up my hands and waited, but all I heard was the screech of brakes. I'd stopped the freaking truck.
Did you see that? I told you you could do it.
My dad was jumping up and down. I was so angry at him. You knew they were going to do that? I could have been killed.
Those are some impressive hands you got there. I'm about to make you a very rich man.
A woman in a black hoodie and sunglasses was standing next to Dad.
I'm sorry we scared you, but we had to see for ourselves before we agreed to anything. Consider yourself hired.
I was confused. What was going on?
Dustin, I know you're angry at me, but please hear me out.
We were back home and I was still mad.
The woman you saw is Carmen. She owns that warehouse. Every night she holds events there.
What kind of events? My curiosity made me forget I was angry.
Imagine doing what you just did with the truck, in front of hundreds of people. Carmen is offering to pay you if you agree to put on shows at her warehouse. Think of what the money could do for Marie.
How could I say no? I was the reason my dad no longer had a job. I had to make it right. The next day, we went back to the warehouse and met Carmen again. By evening, I was ready for my first show. The event was advertised as special and never seen before tickets sold out in minutes. The place was packed.
Dude, this is insane! Are you sure you want to do this?
Alvin was filming as I changed into my outfit and mask for the show. I kind of owe it to my dad. Plus, it looks like fun. You're the one who's always talking about finding my sense of adventure.
I know, but this is different. I don't trust that woman. What if she sets you on fire?
Alvin had a flair for the dramatic. Half an hour later, I was locked in a steel cage, suspended above a tank full of water. Without warning, the cage was dropped into the ice-cold water. The cage sank to the bottom. I had minutes before I drowned. I grabbed several steel bars and I pushed. They came off easily, and I swam to the surface. The crowd went wild. I'd done it.
You outdid yourself, Dustin. You even beat the timer we set for you. We got the crowd to bet on your time. You've just made $1 million. Congratulations.
$1 million? Dad, did you hear that? My dad hugged me and we fell to our knees sobbing. The next few weeks were the greatest of my life. Carmen had me perform stunts every night. I pulled a bus full of a cheering crowd. I punched holes into steel walls. And the craziest of them all, I lifted 2 pickup trucks at the same time. People flocked to Carmen's warehouse to see the handyman. That's right, I had a cool name now. They wore t-shirts with images of my hands on them. I had fans and millions of followers on social media. I even hired my own bodyguards. I needed my hands protected at all times. My life as Dustin was no more. I paid for all of Marie's surgeries. She was going to make a full recovery soon. I also bought a house for my family and we moved out of our old neighborhood. Alvin and I kept in touch for a while, but soon I got new and much cooler friends. I even got a girlfriend. She swore she liked me for my personality. My craving for adventure soon turned dangerous and reckless. Carmen's shows started to bore me. I started performing stunts on my own, out on the streets. Most of the time, police had to be called to control crowds. Many people would get injured in stampedes. I didn't care. One day, I announced on my social media that I was going to perform my most dangerous stunt yet. I was going to stop a moving train. My parents begged me not to do it. Even Alvin called me. I told him we were no longer friends. When Marie came to reason with me, I told her that she owed her life to me. Nobody was going to stop me. The city issued warnings that I'd be arrested. I went ahead anyway. I woke up very early and headed for the nearest train tracks. There was a huge crowd gathered. When I heard the unmistakable sound of a train coming, I stood in the middle of the tracks. The crowd went deathly quiet. This was it. I was face to face with the train. The only thing between me and the train were my hands. I lifted my hands, ready to stop the train, but something was not right. My hands felt different. They looked different. The gloves no longer looked new. They were back to being old and wrinkly. I put my hands together and the gloves turned to ash, then fell to the ground. My hands were back to their normal size. The train was meters away from me. I had to jump out of the way or I was going to get crushed. I dived to the side of the tracks as the train swept right by me. I woke up in a hospital bed. My leg was in a cast and so was my left arm. Hello? Anybody there?
I see you're awake. Welcome back, Dustin.
Carmen was sitting next to my bed. She still had her dark glasses and hooded sweater on. Are you ever going to show me who you are?
Sure, if you tell me how you got those superpower hands and how you lost them.
How I lost them is simple. I got greedy and arrogant and the gloves were taken away. How I got them? Well, it all started when I had this stupid idea to meet a billionaire.
It's not stupid, Dustin. After all, you did meet her.
Carmen took off her glasses and her hoodie. Chelsea?
Yes, I'm Carmen by night and Chelsea by day.
What?